Colonization. Colonization is the presence of microorganisms in or on a host with growth and multiplication but without causing any symptoms or disease. Microorganisms may establish themselves as part of a colonized patient's flora in multiple or specific anatomic sites. Key point: a thorough understanding of the concept of colonization is essential in the planning and use of epidemiological studies in a healthcare infection prevention and control program. Confusing colonization with infection can lead to spurious associations that may in turn lead to expensive, ineffective, and time-consuming interventions. However, the IP must also realize that colonization may become infection when changes in the host occur and that, for some disease entities, a colonized host may spread organisms to other patients. As described above, the difference between colonization and infection is important. Colonization does not require treatment in most cases, and unnecessary treatments and/or medications, example, antibiotics, may lead to unintended consequences. However, in some cases, decolonization strategies may be employed to reduce the chance for progression to active infection. Examples of situations when colonization can lead to infection include exposure to antibiotics, exposure to healthcare, the presence of invasive devices, example, indwelling urinary catheters, and the presence of wounds and non-intact skin. The decision on whether to treat colonization rests on a few factors, including the specifics of the colonizing microorganism and the overall colonization pressure. Colonization pressure is the proportion of other patients colonized within a defined population or area. A rise in colonization pressure may result in the creation of a major reservoir for infection and transmission. Colonization pressure may result in decreased efficacy of methods of preventing infections.